Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we're speaking with a model and actor, John Wesley Dean. He's making his first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about his journey, of course, as a model, but also what it's been like for him to be able to brand himself. And also he's been very active in health and fitness as well. We're going to talk to him about that and why that's so important to him, as well as what's coming up for him in the near future. John, thank you so much for joining us today, man, on the program.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing really good, man. Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, congratulations on the success you've been able to have so far, being able to, of course, you know, take your skills as a model and be able to move forward with that, but also being able to be an actor, as well as the work that you're doing, as I mentioned, in health and fitness. We're going to kind of go through each one of those, but I want to begin, first of all, with something that's real important, I think, to you, and that's confidence, because, you know, everything that you do requires a certain amount of confidence. Have you always been a person, John, that has been comfortable and your abilities and known that whatever you wanted to do that you could do?
Yes and no. I'll say yes due to the fact that as I've gotten older, I learned to, you know, trust my own abilities and I developed confidence from there. Mm-hmm. But as a young youth coming up, especially a teenager, you know, light-skinned guy living in inner city, I don't know if I need to say anymore, wasn't always the most welcome guy on the block. And, you know, I was more into the school and the books and stuff, and I was still athletic, but I was just, you know, my mother and father really pushed academics for me. So for me, it was, I was with the athletic crew, but I wasn't with the crew, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was outside the cool kids, but I wasn't with the nerdy kids, but I wasn't with the cool kids. I was like right there in the middle.
Exactly.
So for me, I didn't know exactly where I wanted to go. And it wasn't until, you know, later on in life where I got into the modeling and the acting. I think I was probably about 28, and that's considered old.
Mm-hmm.
But the confidence has definitely come over time, taking acting classes and just perfecting the craft and stuff like that, and being around positive people doing the same thing that you're doing, trying to aspire to another level.
Right.
And, you know, and putting God first, most importantly. That really helped me out a lot, and it allowed me to step out there on faith and know that this is my call and this is what I'm supposed to do. These are my talents and my God-given skills and gifts. So mm-hmm. for me not to utilize them was kind of like, you know, a sin in itself.
Right, right. Now, John, you mentioned, of course, your parents and, of course, their, you know, their emphasis on the academics, which, you know, is something that's to be expected. What, was it a surprise for them when you said to them, you know what, I think I want to go into modeling?
No, it really wasn't. I was always, you know, in the mirror, primping, as my father liked to call it. always wanted to be with the latest fashion and wear the nice clothes, but didn't have that nice budget to afford these nice clothes.
Right.
But I may do what I could do with it, and, you know, it was just, I got into it because people kept telling me, you should act, you should model, you should do this, you should do that, and it really didn't dawn on me until one day I was actually getting on an airplane, and a older white lady came up to me. She had to be in her late 50s. She said, are you somebody famous? And I just laughed. I chuckled. I was like, no, ma'am. You know, I was just getting out of the military at the time. And she goes, well, you should be on TV. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. And it just stuck with me. And I came here to Atlanta, and I went on. I heard a radio advertisement for a audition for an HBO pilot special. To say the least, on the pilot, it never got picked up. But it was my first audition, no school, no training. Went down there and nailed it, and they offered me the lead role for it.
Wow.
And the pilot was called The Closet, but it, like I said, it never got picked up and never aired. But just for me to go down and on my first assignment, some people call it luck. Some people say, you know, well, you got lucky. You know, other actors say you got lucky because I literally went in there and beat guys out that were doing this for 10, 15 plus years.
Right, right. So,
and,
you know, so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and from there, you know, I just, you know, it just led me to, okay, if I'm good at this, let me go ahead and start taking up school and, you know, taking up perfecting the craft and everything. And Robert Townsend, I went to his Premier Actors Network here in Atlanta, and he was my acting coach for about 2 to 3 years straight.
Wow, yeah. Definitely a legend there. You know, now, John, what I was going to say was, you know, going back to what you said about being in the middle earlier, about,
mm-hmm.
you know, not quite being with the cool kids but not being with the nerdy kids either, but being someone
right.
who was into the books. Did that ever make you question what you could do in life as far as position? Because, you know, when you said that, I thought to myself, you know, we still see a form of that today where people tell you, if you look a certain way, well, this is probably the kind of job you're going to have, or if you, you know, you're not going to be able
mm-hmm.
to make it if you look this way. When you were having that from people who probably were to you, your peers, your friends, I mean, did that ever make you question, you know, how far you could go as far as your professions were?
It did, because for a long time I was always walking that road and I didn't know exactly which way I wanted to go. Did I want to go athletic? Did I want to go academic? I was lost all the way for a long period of time. I was truly lost. I didn't know which direction in my life I wanted to put it in.
Right.
And, you know, it was a lot of, you know, difficulties because you got people pulling you on this side, you got people pulling you on that side. But I think what really made my mind up was the fact that I was starting to see a trend of the guys that came before me. And, you know, if I go back home to this day, they're still doing the same thing they were doing when I left.
Yeah.
Not to say nothing's wrong with that, but to each their own. I just always knew that there was something in me that was destined to be better or to be more than what I was at that time.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if you hear a lot of noise in the background, I apologize. I'm on a movie set right now. So
oh, hey,
I'm just excited to do the interview.
Yeah, well, look, no problem. We appreciate you doing that. I just want to say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with model and actor John Wesley Dean. He's talking to us about his beginnings, you know, what it was like for him to have that time where not everyone was quite as accepting, but now he's being able to do exactly what he wants. And as he mentions, he's on the movie set right now. John, part of this has been discipline. It's interesting that you mentioned, of course, the military, that being a part of your life as well. Do you think that added to, you know, your being able to stay focused on a goal and go for that goal, that training that you had and just what you got growing up?
Oh, it definitely did, because and one thing the military will teach you is how to hurry up and wait, basically be patient. So transusing some of those skills that I learned through the military, I was able to, you know, knowing that everything does come full circle eventually, not just when you want it to, but it will get to you. Your turn will come, you know, and then putting God first, you know, just knowing and trusting in him that you're going to get your time to shine, but just be prepared when that opportunity presents itself. With my training in the military, you know, I still get up to this day at some between 5:30 and 6 o'clock in the morning every day like clockwork. Saturdays I may get an extra hour in, but I'm up in the morning, I go hit the gym, I do my workouts, I prepare and fix my food and stuff. So, you know, in order to be successful in this business, and I hate to put my age out there, but, you know, I'm over 35. And
yeah.
I don't look it, so that's a great thing, but I contribute that a lot to not just prayer, but also eating right, taking care of my body. You know, people talk about, you know, being spiritual, but being spiritual also transcends into a physical aspect too.
Exactly.
So if you're going to be spiritual, just don't be spiritual with your words or with your mind, but also be spiritual with your body. Be concerned about what you put into it and how you treat it, because you only get one of them. You don't get two. Not yet.
Exactly.
Science hasn't gotten that evolved yet.
Exactly. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, if, you know, speaking of as a person of faith, you know, have heard, of course, the body being the temple and you wanting to be able to take care of the temple. You know, there are a lot of people who pay a lot of attention to your temple. You know, there's this thing that comes with being in the public eye, with being a model, being an actor, or people, you know, they really don't care what school you went to. They really don't care what your background is. They care about what
mm-hmm.
you look like and if that's pleasing to them. Has that been an easy thing for you to get used to, that people, you know, especially, of course, your female fans, I mean, they like you because of the package that they see.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it has, but what really I get a kick out of the fact is when they actually sit down and have a conversation with me and they actually hear me open my mouth for the first time, it's like, whoa, he's intelligent. And it's just
right.
amazing because it's like you can literally see their eyes get a little bit bigger. It's like, I guess you just expected me to be, you know, this big, you know, in shape guy, you know, this dingy to the world, but he just looks good on camera. No, I actually had a little sense in my head, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I keep myself well grounded, you know.
Yeah. And how important is it for you to let people know the other side? Because again, you know, in the business, you know, there's only so much that people want to know. But as the person that you are, how important is it for them to is it for you to know to let them know that you know you're more than just someone you know who looks good on the outside?
I'm learning to embrace that aspect, really, because for a long time I tried to keep, you know, work separate from me being personal, because sometimes dealing with being different characters over a period of time, and you want to be this character, and the next time you got to be this character, everybody always has this notion of who you should be and what you should be versus
right.
how you really are. And, you know, learned, like, I hate to go back to it, but, you know, with my walk and spiritually, I'm learning to just allow people to accept me for me. This is who I am. I can do this, I can do that, but this is John Wesley Dean right here. Either you love him, you hate him, or, you know, just keep it moving. But at the end of the
right.
day, you're going to respect me. And you know, I am married. My wife, Amira Dean, she keeps me well grounded because I have a tendency to get the big head. And she got that magic safety pin that just deflates the air out of me all from time to time because I can come home from a sit and like, yeah, baby, I killed it. They love me. The people going crazy. The girls love me. And then it's like, all right, I need you to go walk the dog. So it keeps me grounded. I'm going to take out the trash. So,
right.
you know, she keeps me grounded. And she's probably one of my biggest fans and supporters. And she's actually the CEO of my branding that I'm trying to do with my sportswear for my clothing line.
Okay.
So I'm definitely keeping her involved. And, you know, I married a very intelligent and a beautiful woman, so, you know, I'm lucky and blessed to have that happen in my life.
Exactly. You can't ask for more than that. So John, let's transition real quick into fitness. And again, we appreciate you taking out the time because, like, as I said,
no problem.
That you're working. But I want to talk about fitness because, you know, here in Mississippi where we're broadcasting from, you know,
mm-hmm.
obesity is a big problem, as it is across the United States and even in other places in the world. You know, Mississippi
mm-hmm.
ranks high in the number of cases of obesity. People are not taking care of themselves the way that they should, and not everyone is going to look at you, look like you, but what do you say to people about the importance of taking care of their bodies? You made a good point, though, earlier about you only have the one. So how do you get people to understand the importance of taking care of that one?
Well, the main thing I think everybody needs to be set realistic goals for yourself. Don't try to set a goal where I want to look like a supermodel, I want to be a bodybuilder, I want to be the next Barry Bonds or Barry Sanders. You know, just be realistic. People sometimes have a notion to set outrageous goals for their health is concerned. Even if I wasn't doing what I do now, I would still maintain a level of health and awareness knowing that, okay, I'm 36 years, but I still want to be generally healthy. So
right.
30 minutes, 40 minutes of exercise, maybe 3-4 times a week, eating right. Not always. I can eat what I want, but, you know, do it in moderation. You don't have to go crazy with it.
Right.
We're a society really big on what tastes good, so we have a tendency when it tastes good, we want more of it. Just because it's there doesn't necessarily mean you need to have it. To add into that, you know, coming from the inner city and knowing what it's like to struggle financially, you don't always have access to the foods and the healthy stuff that you want to get your hands on. But, you know, fruits and veggies, they're inexpensive foods. They may not last long. That's because they're designed for you to eat them as soon as you get them. But, you know, there are ways around it. People just have to, you know, set realistic goals for themselves and their family. And pray about it, I mean, because it's not easy. Anything worth having in this life is not easy. Trust
exactly.
me, people, when I tell you that.
Exactly. And
you have
and
to
I think,
work every day.
Right. And I think that goes for whatever our professions, whatever we do in life. I think that's a really good point to remember, that it's not going to be easy. But it's definitely well worth it. Again, John Wesley Dean is our guest, everyone. He's a model, actor, and as you just heard, of course, you know, he's – he's involved in braiding, getting ready, of course, for his own line. John, I want to talk about that, if you don't mind, a little bit about the branding aspect, because I think when I'm talking to guests like yourself that are into different things, I think it shows, for one, the importance of being able to, you know, be varied in what you do, not putting everything into one thing, but being mm-hmm. able to, you know, to be involved in different areas. What has it been like for you to go from now wearing the clothes that you talked about earlier, you know, of course, you know, being able to wear, to now being able to design your own for other people to wear?
It's actually it's a joy for me because, you know, I spend a lot of time in the gym, you know, people know, here in Atlanta, and I see the same, you know, I just look at the guys and what they wear in the gym. It's very hard for men that work out. We, you know, we're stuck with the Walmarts, the Targets, the Sports Authorities, whatever they can put out for the men, that's what we got. We have no choices. If you go to the store, you see what the women have to offer. They got nice colors over here. They got some nice running athletic apparel shoes. They got a lot of stuff geared because marketing is really geared for the women anyway.
Right.
So what I decided to do was get together with my creative director. Her name is Kia, by the way. She lives here in Atlanta as well. I just decided to get together with her and told her what my vision was and where I wanted to go with this. And I wanted to make an athletic, comfortable wear, not just for the gym, but you can also, you know, a lot of times I'm a jeans and T-shirt type of guy. You know, when I'm not on the set, I'll put a pair of Crocs on or some flip-flops and I'll call it a day.
Yeah.
But I want to be comfortable. So, but I still want to look like if I go somewhere, I'm not inappropriate either. So that was one of the main reasons what made me decide to start a clothing line in regards to athletic, comfortable wear that you can get your workout on. You can still go over here and go sit down and have lunch, brunch after you get done without looking like you just, you know, ran through a marathon.
Right.
But it is a joy. I can't ask for no more. You know, dealing with, you know, marketing and trying to get your, you know, against stores and stuff like that, that is a hassle in itself.
Right, exactly. So you know, I ask this question, if it's probably one of the few questions that I do ask most of our guests, and that is about, you know, what your name represents. I think for all of us, again, regardless of our profession, when people hear our names, we want people to think of a certain thing. When people hear John Wesley Dean, what do you want them to think of?
Well, I take it to the, I'm going to take it to the Bible in this one. And John, which was, you know, named after John the Baptist, as most people know, he was the one that prepared the way for, you know, Jesus to come. I don't look at myself as a John the Baptist or anything like that, but I look at myself, especially when it comes to fitness and health and, you know, just trying to prepare people and show them that, hey, this is a way that you can get yourself prepared, whether it be mentally, spiritually, or, you know, physically.
Right.
You know, especially I do a lot of personal, I still do personal training. People are like, oh, you're on TV, how are you still doing personal training? I'm like, well, it's just my passion. It's what I love to do. Acting is my job, but working and seeing people reach their goals and achieve something that they didn't think was possible, that really brings me joy. So I look at it on a spiritual sense of, you know, I'm preparing you for something that's coming of a greater value to yourself.
Gotcha. Great point. Again, John Wesley Dean, everyone, I mean, a great guy who's doing great things, and really he has his hands in a lot of things, the modeling, the acting, he's on the set right now, as well as health and fitness, all of those, you know, helping you to be a better person, but also showing what's possible in life. John, how can our listeners stay in contact with you, man, and stay up with everything you have
definitely.
Going on?
Definitely. My website will be up and running. It's actually done, but it hasn't posted yet. It is John Wesley, WESTLEY.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at John Wesley Dean, or you can also email me if you got questions about health and fitness. I do take those questions at John Wesley Management. Once again, Wesley is spelled WESTLEY.
All right. John, again, thanks for taking out the time. One final question for you, man. It's
yes,
one
sir.
That I ask everybody. What do you tell individuals about, you know, pursuing a dream? I mean, for you, this started, you know, early in your life. But what do you say to them about the importance of pursuing a dream and never letting go of that dream?
What I say about that is whatever your dream is, if it's truly your passion and your dream, think about it. Write down some notes. You know, find out in your life what brings you happiness, what brings you joy, what makes you cry when you think about doing something. and you'll find your passion and you'll find your dream at the same time. Because some people go around and they do jobs that they're unhappy with, but they're doing them. But, you know, that's not the way, you know, the Lord intended for us to operate. He wants us to be successful. So find out your passion and find out what motivates you and what moves you in the right direction and make that your career, and you'll be surprised at the success that you will get out of it. And I got to give credit to Bishop Delphi Bronner on that one.
All right. Well, you know what? And I think, you know, we all have someone, man, I believe, that we look up to that we're able to take that wisdom for. And we appreciate you, you know, being able to take that in and now to be able to share that with our listeners as well, man. Well, congratulations to you, John.
Thank you,
it's great checking in with you. Definitely let our listeners know again, website is www.johnwesley.com. They can look for that to be live soon.
Yes.
John also mentioned you can find him on Twitter at John Wesley Dean. And again, Wesley is W-E-S-T-L-E-Y is where you can find him there, at John Wesley Dean. And John, man, we look forward to checking back in with you soon, okay?
Oh, man, appreciate it. I'll tell you what I'll do for you, man. I'll be willing to come down to Mississippi and do a health fitness weekend with you guys.
Oh, wow. Hey, man, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm definitely getting in contact with your people, man, on that.
I'll bring some of the guys. You know, I'll see if I can get Garrett Henson involved, and I'll see if I can get a couple guys from L.A., some of the pro NBA players and NFL players I still work with and stay in touch with as well.
All right, man. Well, look, we were definitely going to hold you to it, man, and I'll be in contact with your people, and we'll make it happen, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one, my man.
Thanks. All right. You do the same. All right, thanks a lot. Again, John Wesley Dean, everyone. If you missed any part of my conversation with John, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversations.liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available on both of those places. Just go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/CAWeb4. That's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B. Cyrus Webb's where you can find me there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. And don't forget, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast. Again, thank you for tuning into the program this afternoon. We hope you have a great one.
Welcome to Conversations Live.